The log is off.
Hello.
Hello, Dan. How are we doing?
I'm doing good. Episode 6.
Episode 6 seems to have come very, very quickly.
Do you know what I was thinking? We're nearly in double digits. So if you get me to 10, I think there's a milestone there somewhere.
If we get to 10, then maybe the 10th beer should just be something crazy. But it doesn't actually count if you don't like it.
Oh, yeah, like a mulligan, you know, like they do in golf.
Yeah.
So if I don't like it, it doesn't count. That's a good idea. Yeah. I like it. Yeah.
I mean, we are still 4 episodes away from that, though.
Yeah, I think we've tried a few different things, but nothing crazy outlandish yet. So last week was Northern Monk Rocket Lolly, which I really enjoyed. I didn't think I was going to, but I did. Loved it.
Yeah, you caught me a bit by surprise because it was another killer cure, but it took you nicely into the world of flavoured beers with, as we call it in the beer world, different adjuncts.
Oh,
possibly
wow.
A beer snob buzzer there?
That's definitely, I don't even know what that word means, so that has to be a buzzer.
Beer snob.
But yeah, this is opening my mind to all sorts of things I would never have tried, things I would never even looked at in the beer aisle. So you're doing a good job so far, mate.
We've stayed away from the kind of traditional stuff as of yet as well, which is interesting. We've gone from the fizzier type of IPAs. What have we had? Club Tropica.
Yeah.
Big tick for you.
Yeah. Beaver Town.
Beaver Town, your favourite. Big tick for you.
Yeah. Favourite name.
Camden Pale. Again, still a good one that you liked.
You nearly lost it on Camden. It was that second glass that took it away.
But you've learned something, haven't you? You've learned that you don't need to react too quickly. A beer is like a long process of understanding.
Yeah, giving it a chance, I think. Because I think what I have learned is like most lagers, generic lagers, are the same taste every mouthful. But there's a little bit of differences in this.
Oh, a little bit of differences. Are you pulling me plonker? There's like a world of difference. We've gone from Beaver Town, which admittedly didn't taste of beaver, but it did taste of like fizzy lager-ish with a bit of hops in it, to a rocket lolly, which had like fruit puree in it.
I've just had an absolute brilliant idea. You know, last episode you were talking about how them crazy bastards put Yorkshire pudding in the beer and all them other mental things. You could actually have a beer that tasted of beaver.
I mean, I think you're meant to make a beer that tastes nice. I'm not sure whether throwing badgers into the mix is going to help.
Good point.
Yeah, so Rocket Lolly went down really well. I'm really, really pleased about that. We are now, this is number 6 away.
Can I just say something about Rocket Lolly, which I hadn't really considered last episode, but I thought about it afterwards. Right, because that was 4.7%, I think it was.
4.7%, yeah.
So as as beers start to move away from becoming tasting like beer and more sweet and sort of fruity, is there a danger that people start drinking them like pop?
This is a very, very good thing that you mentioned here. And I might be going into beer snob territory here or beer dickhead territory. But to get high alcohol, you need more sugar.
Yeah.
So inevitably, beers become sweeter. However, that was only a 4.7 beer, which in the world of beers of these days is not actually that high. So I would say that was sweet, but that was fruit. Not lactose, fructose sweet, rather than like sugary sweet, because it wasn't that strong.
Yeah.
Whereas you get like really dark stouts that go up to like 10, 11, 12%, which some of them can be very sweet, actually.
Is that just pure sugar in them then, to get them that out?
Well, it's not pure sugar. I mean, it's made with a lot of other ingredients as well, but yeah, there'll be a high content of sugar in them to get that high alcohol.
Yeah. I mean, at some point we'll probably get onto a stout or something, but I'm intrigued by stuff like that. I don't understand what's in it.
I've got one for you. So when I came out of when I came off the last podcast with what was that?
I said the closet.
When I came away from the Rocket Lolly beer, I did want something to eat. I was like, oh, it's made us like have a bit of a beer nibble on.
Mm.
And I started thinking, I'm going to have a packet of crisps. And then I started thinking, what are my favourite crisps?
I've made a
bold decision here. And it's a decision that I don't think you're going to like very much. But I'm going to pose this to you.
Right, okay.
I prefer crisps that are not normal potato crisps.
What?
So, I don't want a Walker's cheese and onion. I don't want a kettle chip. I don't want what were they called? Tato. I don't want a Tudor crisp. I don't want a candy bag of Tudor. What I want is a knickknack or a Dorito or a Monster Munch or a...
Oh, you like your corn-based crisps?
Yeah, I think so. I think is it corn? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so. Corn-based.
My favourite crisp of the day right now, and I can't get enough of them, and I've just brought them out. So I'm an absolute sucker for a giant Watsit.
I don't even know what that is.
So imagine Watsit, and then multiply by three.
Oh, right, okay. I thought you meant like the size of a baby or something.
Depending on how big your hands are, you know, it's all proportionate. But
nah, they're shit crisps.
The giant Watsit is a thing of beauty. But I want to say they've been usurped recently. They've outdone themselves. Watsits have outdone the giant Watsit by introducing the crunchy Watsit.
Right.
Now, this is basically a cheesy knick-knack on steroids. So it's like crunchy, like thick, like, you know, when it gets on your fingers, that cheesiness, like it's like, oh, you get the powder and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, the crunchy, what's it? Oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, I don't like them. I think you're wrong.
I told you.
So here's a question. Is a Twiglet a crisp?
I think if you think a Twiglet's a crisp, then you're an idiot.
Well, what is it then? You've just said a fucking...
It's obviously a savoury snack.
Unlike a crisp. You don't even like crisps that are made of potato.
a Twiglet's not a crisp.
I'm not saying it is. Well, I just don't know what it is.
Is a crunchy knick-knack? Is a crunchy... What's it, a twist? A crisp?
No. It's a corn-based snack. A crisp, I think, has to be potato. I've decided, yeah, that's it. It has to be potato.
Is that your rule?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about a space everything raider? Else?
Nah, not a crisp. That's a crunchy corn-based snack.
What about Dorito?
I don't even know what that is. What are Doritos?
I think they're corn, actually.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's like tortilla, isn't it? They're corn.
Yeah. What about Pringles?
My God. Oh, I think you might blow my mind. Are they like made up with like some sort of potato starch or something?
Something like that. Like, yeah, like almost like smash crisps.
Yeah.
Do you know what the shape of a Pringle is?
Do I know the shape of a Pringle? Is it a scoop shape?
No, it's a hyperbolic paraboloid.
What?
Does that get a buzzer?
I like it. Can we just have a snob buzzer now? I like that.
I hope I've got that right or I'm going to look a right dickhead. But I think it's that.
Well, don't forget, we've only got two listeners, so you'll only piss off two people.
Yeah, you'll piss off two people and their parents with that stupid crap about Big Wotets being your favourite crisp.
They are.
Never heard such nonsense.
They've also brought out a hot version of the crunchy Wotet as well. Oh, God. Ooh. Yeah.
I don't like spicy crisps. I like spicy stuff, but not crisps. Something about it, it's like...
No, I don't like... They're not spicy. They're just like tingly warm. Just, they're nice. So come on, then give me your crisp of choice.
I can't remember who makes them, but the crisp is called like a beef longhorn or something.
Oh, hang on, this sounds like you're getting out of crisp territory here. This sounds like another corner snack.
I can't remember what it was called. I'm going to have to look it up, but it's definitely made of potato.
Are you talking Royster?
No. Royster. It's like what I'd call a posh crisp.
Do you remember Roysters?
Yeah, they were good.
I don't think they were potato either, were they? They had like a really thick, like beefy flavour, didn't they?
Piper's Great Berwick Longhorn Beef Crisps. Oh, they're the boy or them, like.
I don't think I've had
a proper
Piper's
meaty flavour. Oh. You like sort of girly, childish crisps?
Or I do like
corn-based snacks.
I do like girly, childish corn-based snacks.
Yeah.
The Space Raider was a thing of beauty for a long time, and still only 25p.
What's the best flavour, Monster Munch?
Gotta be pickled onion. Although I do like a beef one.
It's definitely beef.
I do like a beef one.
Pickled onion's all right every now and then, but
What's the best flavoured knick-knack?
None. They'll taste like stupid shit.
Rib and saucy all the way.
Well, isn't there a fish one of them?
Scampi and lemon. Yeah, the original knick-knack, scampi and lemon.
Nah, get in the bin. That's vile.
Where do you stand on a scampi fry? Pillows of fishy goodness.
Now, okay. Okay, can I shock you? I like them.
So hang on. So you'll turn your nose up at a corn-based snack, admittedly, a scampi and lemon knick-knack, green packet.
Yeah.
Stunk. But you'll have, again, and I think we might even be out of crisp territory with a scampi fry, because I don't even think it's like corn. It's not potato. I don't know what the hell they're made out of.
Exactly. It's its own unique thing. Whereas
it's like
your knick-knack, yeah, I guess, your knick-knack is a little bitch trying to be what it can't be.
A scampi fry.
Yeah.
I might take that.
Yeah. Can I just ask something?
Can we just get this right? Scampi fry is the superior fish-based savoury snack. Over the scampi and lemon knick-knack, which is, and I phrase this well, the little bitch to a scampi fry. <Yeah. laughs> Okay. Well,
can I just ask something, though, which might be a little bit embarrassing? What's scampi?
Scampi is prawn, isn't it? Like, not prawn, it's like langoustine, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was a fish.
Is it? There's not like a scampi fish. It's not I've got a big one here. Like, it's a big scampi. that's like not it.
Yeah, because a fish crisp is mental if you think about it.
I'm really, really, really having a really bad time with this because I can't actually place what a scampi is.
I thought you'd know that because you're a food, you're a complete food wanker.
I think it's a prawn.
Are you looking it up?
I'm looking it up, yeah. I am.
Get Jamie.
It up.
Jamie, look this up.
Right, hang on. A scampi is a Dublin Bay prawn. Or a Norwegian lobster, basically a prawn. It's a langoustine, right, okay. Like I said. You know, like a prawn langoustine type of thing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So I sort of did know what one was, but I couldn't commit. If I was on like 15 to 1 there, I might have lost a life.
Yeah.
15 to 1? 15 to 1?
I think I would have said a fish.
What's his
William
name?
William G. Stewart.
That's him. Oh, yeah. Who does it now? Is it Sandy Toksvig that did it?
I think there was a short revival, but I don't know. I don't think I've seen. Is it still on? Don't know.
Okay, so I'm going to take it away from scampi. Where do you sit on a bacon fry?
I don't like them, but that's for the only reason that bacon crisps repeat on us for about 3 days.
Spoken like a true middle-aged gentleman.
So I can have like bacon crisps on a Saturday and be sat at work on Tuesday and go, oh, yeah. And anything bacon flavoured tastes nothing like bacon.
Didn't they even look like a piece of bacon, the scampi fry? They had like, they were like colour coordinated.
No, you're thinking of Frazzles.
Frazzles, I am, yeah. Oh, yeah, the bacon fry were like a witty crisp, weren't they?
Yeah, shit. Don't like them at all.
Mm. Frazzles, that's what I was thinking. Frazzles, yeah. They were a corn-based snack as well, surely.
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
Oh, well, a little interesting whirlwind tour of the crisp world there, I think. Where do you sit on a Pringle?
I don't mind the original ones. Like, we get them at Christmas for some reason, but not arsed.
No, I don't think I'm arsed with a Pringle either. Also, I don't think it's possible to eat just one Pringle. You get a wedge of them out, don't you, out of the tube, and then I, like, just eat them all rather than, like, eat them individually.
And I tell you what else pisses us off, the tube. Why am I eating something out of a pipe?
How do you eat something out of a pipe? Do you turn it round and like let them fall towards you with the risk of them falling onto you? Do you have to put your hand in to stop them coming? I don't like greasy hands, so that's never a good thing for me. Do you turn them over then take the lid off? What the fuck do you do with them?
Well, I think the bottom of the pipe should twist off. So when you get two-thirds down. Yeah.
Like it.
So you just twist it off and then you've got the bottom of the crisps. Without trying to get your big fucking fat hands in this shit.
So if we're ever looking for sponsorship for this podcast, we're definitely not getting Pringles.
Or knickknacks.
Knickknacks, scampi and lemons, way out the window there. But we might still be onto something with the scampi fry.
And pipers.
And pipers, which I will reserve judgment on.
Yeah. We should maybe do that one episode. We should have pairings of snacks. We'll
watch this space.
Oh, we're going to drink some beer or what?
Episode 6, we went off on a little bit of a tangent there. Yeah. Episode 6.
Yeah.
The sixth beer away from a lager.
Hmm.
We know what it is. I think I've gone wildly away. So I've kept supermarkets, but it's a bit more of an unusual one. It's a beer that I actually really like to drink, this one.
Hmm.
And I think lots of people do. You'll be pleased to know I actually know what the serving temperature of this is.
Get in. What is it?
It should be served between 4 and 6 degrees. So have you got your thermometer there?
No, but I can guarantee
you twat, because you'll never get your bloody right. Can I just put it in the fridge and then bloody drink it?
I've just seen something. 6%. This is the strongest one we've had so far, right?
This will be the... Yeah, I think was the Beaver Town... Was one of them 5.7?
Yeah, but we've not had anything 6.
No, 6% is, that's pushing it a little bit.
And the first bottle.
First bottle as well.
Which reminds us, I need a bottle opener, 2 seconds. I'll just go and get it. Right, I've got one.
So I've actually pre-opened mine. If you want to do the honours, and I'll tell people what we are on.
Hang on, mate. Jumping ahead here, I haven't done me comprehensive. I can't do a can review.
Yeah, no can review this week, but you can do a bottle review.
Yeah, pretty boring. two labels and a, I don't know what that is, foil top. I tell you what is interesting though. This reckons it was founded in 1240.
Yeah, that's true. It's not a Trappist beer. I'm not going to go down to beer snobbery here on the Trappist beers, but basically there's a lot of Trappist monks that brew beers. This is not a Trappist beer, but it is a monk's beer or a Catholic beer. I think it was a priest that started brewing this one. So it does have religious connotations, which a lot of Belgian beers do.
I must be starting to get influenced by the marketing, because I was a little bit disappointed when I saw this. And I was like, oh, that hasn't got any jazzy labels.
So we are drinking this week, episode number 6, a Leff Blonde.
Is that how you say it?
I don't know. I usually say Leffy, actually. But yeah. I did hear some people referring to it as Leff before. So I'm going to go with me. I'm going to go with my own conviction. I'm going to go Leffy.
I thought you said we were trying a Leggy Blonde. I was a little bit disappointed.
God, that's why I drink. So, yeah, a Leffy, a Blonde, 6%.
Yep.
Let's get it poured. Let's get it cracked.
Oh, I got a smell.
So these usually come in a 750ml bottle. These are actually, and I know you also have the small 330 version, which is probably quite good if you hate it.
I nearly got the big bottle, but then I thought I'll get two littler ones in case I don't want any more than one.
Give me the smell.
Oh, I know what that is straight away.
Go.
Bananas.
Well, this is an interesting thing for me. It might not be very interesting for you, but banana can be an infection in beer, which actually means it's off. Fortunately, this one is meant to taste like that. Okay. But yeah, this one has got a big banana-y
smell. Has that got a name then?
To it. Yeah, it has. It's got some like scientific name, the infection.
Isn't it like when wine's fucked, it's corked?
Yeah, no, this is like in the brewing process. All right, okay. So if you get it tinges, unless it's meant to be, I think we talked about a banana beer before, didn't we? In fact, we might have had this conversation before. We're only in episode 6 and we're repeating ourselves already.
Colour?
So this one, oh, I mean, we've got to give it the piss test, but I mean, we are getting to much darker now. Give me where you are on the piss scale for colour.
You say it's dark. Is that dark? I don't think it is.
I think that's quite dark. I mean, that on the piss scale, I'd be going for. I mean, last week, I think we had slightly diabetic.
Yeah.
Hydrated. This one is probably...
Catheter bag,
post-saline drip.
Yeah, so you're not...
Not ridiculously hydrated, not ridiculously dehydrated, but...
But it's dripped through. And it's,
I mean, the fact I said unhydrated there was a bit of a low point. Yeah, so we'll go catheter bag, moderately dehydrated.
Yeah. Let's go. I'm going in.
Some people might call it amber or blonde. Oh. So you're not in Kansas anymore.
that's a mature boy. That's a big boy, isn't it? From last week's fizzy pop to this week's.
Yeah, I think it's a bit more of a shock to the system from, I mean, you had that big, your mind blew last week, didn't it? In episode 5, your mind absolutely blew when you got that flavour. This time, I think it's blown for a different reason.
Right. I'm going to say a word. Germany. I feel like I'm in Germany. I feel like this is what Germans drink.
Okay. I mean, you are in the wrong country because it's a Belgian beer.
No, I'm in Germany.
It's not what Belgians drink. It's not what Germans drink. It's what Belgians drink.
Wow.
So I get a little bit of spiciness to it. It's got a bit of maltiness to it as well.
Spicy?
Yeah, like a slightly spicy aftertaste. The smell of it is very malty.
Yeah.
So it's got like a... Do you know what malt smells like?
I know what a Malteser smells like.
That'll do. Sort of a bit like that. It's quite. I think it's quite sweet, this one as well. A bit sort of clovey.
Which is a mysterious one, this one.
It's mysterious, and it's a step into the Belgian side as well.
Yeah, and I think before we started this, this is the kind of stuff I'd want to drink.
This is beer, isn't it?
This is like fucking big muscles beer.
Yeah. I mean, this is not big muscles. We're going to get the big muscles, but this is like an introduction to
beer. The muscles from Brussels. Is that Belgium?
He was Belgium, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I think he was, yeah.
Is that Belgium, Brussels?
Yeah.
Yeah. Famous for.
You're making me doubt myself. The Brussels is not in Belgium.
It definitely is.
I know. Yeah, 100% it is. Bruges, Brussels. Yeah, definitely. This is very rich as well, I think. It's quite. But do you get that sweetness, but then it sort of turns into bitterness?
Yeah, I don't get spice, though.
Afterwards, so have a little sip again. Have another little sip. Let it settle down into your palate after you've drank it. So wash it down. Just wait a couple of seconds and give it a lip smack. And in the back of your tongue, do you not taste just a little bit of spice? Back of your palate.
I don't know where my palate is.
Just like a hint of spice at the back of your mouth. Very subtly in the background.
Nah. I'm not getting that at all. Hang on, okay, I'll try again.
You stick with your bananas.
Okay, I tried something different there, and I think it was either that or the bubbles. I just left it in my mouth for a bit.
Bit too long.
Yeah.
Was it spicy?
Yeah.
Or did it just go up your nose?
I think I kind of see what you mean. It's just not massive.
Yeah. Can you think of a clove? What a clove tastes like.
I've never had a clove in my life.
Okay, we'll leave it there.
When do you have cloves like?
I don't know. I mean, I must have had a clove at some point. Do you not stud your Christmas ham with a clove? Actually, do you know what?
Stuff this the is... Christmas
Hang on.
Ham. Fucking hell. All right, Scrooge.
That's stuff it, like, stud it. Stud it with cloves.
No, mate, I don't.
Do you not put cloves in your Christmas ham?
Fucking hell.
Coca-Cola?
No. Why are you having Christmas... What? Right, stop. Say that again. Stuff it with cloves. That's making us think that you're some kind of 14th century nobleman. And then you said, boil it in Coca-Cola. That's not what you do with meat. That's absolutely outrageous, them two things, but what you've just said.
At Christmas... Right, I'm going to have to compose myself. At Christmas, I always buy a joint of ham.
Yeah.
First of all, I layer it with mustard. Smother it with mustard.
Okay.
Then I stud it with cloves.
Okay.
Then I fill a pan with Coca-Cola, full fat Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
And boil it in the Coca-Cola.
So you definitely did say that.
I can't believe you've not had Coca-Cola boiled ham before.
No, I haven't.
I need someone to email in and say this is a thing because I've been doing it for years.
What are you putting on your turkey, Fanta? Oh.
Well, thinking of this though, this beer for me, one of the things that I'd want with this beer would be something like a venison pie. You know, like a pork pie, but with venison in it.
I don't even know what that tastes. I've never had, I don't think I've ever had a venison pie. Like
a bit of a gamey meat. I mean, you've got a good choice of pies that would go with this. Because it's got that kind of, Ginsters. I think it's got that bit of spicy. Not a Ginster, bloody hell. Ginster. I mean, I'm a man who likes a pie. You may not know that to look at us. But that I do like a hand-raised pie of some description. That would go great with a pork pie.
Oh, right, that's getting the buzzer. Fuck off. Hand-raised pie.
Where do you stand on jelly and pork pies?
I don't like pork pies.
What?
Here's
I don't
why.
Think we can be friends.
No, here's why. For some reason, certain pastries make us feel ill.
So you're talking about that lardy pastry?
Yeah, I can't eat it.
That's hand-raised. That's what I was talking about.
No, I can't have it. Makes us feel sick.
You're absolutely breaking my heart. Breaking my heart.
So if I'm at a buffet or something, I'll just take the pork out of the pie.
So where do you stand on the jelly?
I'm not arsed, but I wouldn't. Like if there was three porks that had come out of a pie and one was had loads of jelly, I'd probably pick the other two. But I'm not bothered if it's there.
So you're not a pork pie aficionado then?
No. But I discard 50% of it before I eat it, so no.
So can you eat a normal pastry pie?
It depends what it is. If it's just like a Greg's mince pie, I seem to be all right. But like flaky pastry, it seems to sit badly
what about
with
a pasty?
It.
Can you have a pasty?
No.
What? So you have to avoid a pasty in Greg's?
Yeah, well, I have them from time to time, but I feel like shit for like a day.
Wow. This is really hurting us.
That's only happened recently, actually, as well. And it took us a while to work out what it was.
But it's pastry?
Yeah, certain kinds of pastry.
Wow. Well, that's put a real damper on my spirit.
Sorry, mate.
God, the thought of life without pastry is a life not worth living, I don't think. Imagine going into Greg's and going, oh, look at all those delicious pasties there with all the delicious fillings that they've got. But I can't have any of them because they've got flaky pastry on them and I'm very delicate.
Maybe I should boil it in Coke.
Leffy Blonde. We haven't done a lot of beer talk this week. We've only had sort of a small amount of beer talk on this one. As we said, from the year 1240, hopefully not this batch. Oh, actually, I've just read the bottle. I've literally just read the bottle. Look at the bottom of the bottle. Your bottle critique wasn't very good.
Where am I looking?
Under blonde.
Vanilla and cloves. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I'm not getting vanilla, though.
I'm not getting much vanilla, I've got to say.
I tell you...
Yeah, a little bit, actually. When
going back to food,
mate.
I tell you what would be good with this, food-wise. Tapas.
Tapas?
Yeah. I'm all over a tapas, me, like.
But there's not just one food that is a tapas.
No, a tapas is a type of food. A style of food.
A tapas is a style of food, not a type of food.
Yeah, I've just said that.
But how can you just say a tapas would go well with it? What sort of tapas? That's like saying
tapas bravas.
Do you know what would go really well with this beer? Some food. That's what that's like saying.
No, it's not. Right, okay, I'll be more specific about the tapas.
Okay, some food in a small portion.
Yeah, and that's what the first time I had tapas, I thought they're taking the piss here. They're just bringing like five starters out. But there's a particular, I don't know what the dish is called, but it's like chorizo, and it's like in a bit of oil and stuff.
With balsamic vinegar.
I don't think it's got balsamic vinegar.
I know what you mean. It's like all like just roasted up.
Yeah, it's really good.
And does that not repeat on you for 6 days since you've got such a delicate composition?
No. Maybe I need to follow a Mediterranean diet.
I mean, I am partial to a tapas myself, I've got to say.
That's
it's
a style
not
of food.
A bad way to go. It's a style of food, but if you were going to, which tapas dish would you pair with that?
That chorizo, I think.
Okay, a bit of spicy instead of chorizo, yeah. A little bit. Yeah, I'll go with that, yeah. Is it a tapas for a man who can't decide what they want for their bait?
Yeah, and I think... So my friend lived in Spain for a long time and he explained it to me that it was, obviously they've got the hot climate and when they're having a drink, they don't want loads to eat because, you know, they don't want to be full and hot and, you know, all that kind of thing. So they just had little bits of stuff just to pick off the bike bar snacks, I suppose, we call them.
See, when I'm drinking, I don't want anything to eat whatsoever.
Really?
And then I want to finish eating and I want to gorge myself.
Yeah, like with a kebab or something, or a curry.
I'm not a massive kebab, or curry, now we're talking. I'm not a massive kebab fan. Or about 28 tapas. Which would work quite well. And I might even go continental at that stage and have a little drink with it.
Yeah.
I do. My favourite tapas is probably, I do like an empanada. You probably can't eat them because they're covered in pastry.
Are they?
It's basically a pasty.
Oh, I know what you mean, like little Cornish pasties.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had them before. I don't know, it was a while ago, so I don't know what would happen.
And I do like, where they wrap mozzarella in salami. I'm sure that's called something a lot more sexy sounding in Spanish, but I do like one. I'll go with the tapas. I like a tapas.
Yeah, it's like posh bar food, isn't it?
It's the tapas is the little bitch to a main course. Okay, mate. So left beer, we're getting to the time where we need to make a decision on this one. I'm going to ask the question, Dan. Is the lager on or is the lager off?
Well, before I answer, this has definitely been the hardest one to choose from. But okay, go for it, my man. I'm ready.
Is the lager on or the lager off?
The lager is off.
The lager's off.
Six in a row.
And I think because...
Six in a row.
I'll tell you why, though. This is aspirational for me.
Right.
And I think it's the kind of stuff I'd want to drink all the time.
So you want to... Okay.
Do you see what I mean? Like, I want to be that guy that orders a lefty at the bar. A lef?
Who cares?
One lef, please.
I've had two lefs, and quite frankly... I'm a bit slurry.
Yeah, and I quite like that as well.
So, I think we've done really well. So I'm absolutely made up with that again. So we're going to a next episode on a 7-win streak.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think you ever thought you'd be this far away from lager.
100% not. And you've thrown a few curveballs in there with fruity and this one. I think it's I've had nearly two 6% bottles of beer. I don't know what to say anymore. Boil me in coke. I'm done.
Well, I think on that note, maybe it is time to smother you in mustard and put you in a bath of coke. I think we'll leave it there. We'll come back next episode slightly more sober with another chance at moving another step away from the lagers off.
Yeah. Enjoyed it again, mate. Thank you.
Thank you. See you next time.
The lagers off.